another nightmare, another daymare. It's your Hellgate City Companion, Kirby Bevins. Oddly enough, I saw Dad in a night terror. So let's wheel out the old Cyber Lucidity Dream Streamer. Strap on the virtual reality headset, sign the waiver, and take the Lucidity Plunge. With Cyber Lucidity, you too can relive a dream, stream it live, and record it for posterity. Uncensored. Unless you toggle the cyan switch. Benwick, can you hit the cyan switch to censor any dark secrets, crimes, or compromising imagery? Thanks.
You're welcome, Kirby.
Fair warning. Our dream streamer has been on the fritz. Last time it dredged up a violent, repressed memory. Rumor has it someone's trying to use Episode 6 to charge me with unintentional attempted murder 1. It was self-defense, and I will gladly prove that in due time. For now, grab your hanky, hell hacker. Away we slumber! I walk through a war-torn Seneca Park at dusk. Dad glides beside me in a hovering hospital bed.
It was me. I did it.
Who's better than you?
Yes. I put you here.
Hey, I put you here.
No. In this...
What, your lap?
No. What I've done to you. Making you grind out code at my old megacorp to pay for my treatment.
Well, you are awake, so it's working.
It's not fair.
What's fair?
Crashing your apartment like a bum. Making you feed me. Borrowing from you while I'm on furlough.
What, my kidney?
No, I mean, yeah, that was huge.
It's average size.
And I'm grateful.
And you're welcome.
But it's more than that.
My kidney?
No, damn it. I've taken so much away from you. Don't say it.
Hey, I'm just glad we've been able to spend so much time together. I've kept you from your work. Forced you into these tiresome hyper-radiation appointments. Killed your nightlife, your love life. Made you the genius scientist. Shut up while I record my podcast. I'm sucking you dry, Dad. That came out wrong, but... You see this? Demon beasts slayed 89 denizens before last election. It lowered the cyber census count in one sector just enough to cost Neo-Amster denizens a representative in Congress.
Wild. Gonna put that in your show?
Probably.
Good.
That your pain meds or the delirium talking?
It's your best work, son. Story about Hiroka Sawyerson getting skinned alive. Horrific and timely.
Way they stripped her glands out?
Please, I will, Ralph.
Sorry. Was Lonnie who saw it.
Such a shame. I worked with Hiroka when she was doing Lonnie's bio-reassignment.
I know, Dad. That's how Lonnie and I met.
Right. Damn memories garbled. Kerb, I need to tell you something while I can still remember it and have some fight left in me.
Dad, I thought we discussed this.
You don't know what this is. Listen.
I'm listening, but if you could open up to me before stuff becomes an emergency, heck, I'm getting the artificial kidney as backup.
That ain't it, kiddo.
How is cancer not your main obstacle?
It's part of it. The other part is one of my covert employers is getting absorbed by a mega conglomerate. They're trying to remove me to cut costs.
So you got fired?
Sort of. A couple months ago, they sent me a termination agreement. Reason I didn't tell you is I haven't signed it. After what I did for them? Motherfuckers.
Dad, I got you.
No. Yesterday, I finally replied with a request for a reasonable amount of money. And I attached a screenshot of my database. Bunch of evidence of atrocities they've committed.
Dad?
I'm fine.
Wait, what? Who?
Can't say they'd come after you.
Okay.
But they won't. Trust me, we're safe. I got them just where I want them.
Mm-hmm.
They go too far, database goes straight to the news feed. Maybe you're right. Remember how we used to feed the penguins here during lunch?
Yep. Poor place feels haunted like the rest of this sorry dump.
Damn blackout. A once glorious park.
Now full of evicted zoo animals and humans. What if they cry extortion, Pop?
Excuse me. Who? Oh, all I asked for was 50 million crypto creds. It's chump change to these people.
How do you guarantee the database won't be leaked after they pay you? That you won't keep extorting them?
Well, some of the data also tarnish me. But I have someone handling it, okay? Tell me if I missed something. Database lives in a hyper-encrypted, holo-cryptonic container kept by 5 people, unknown to each other, on 5 continents, where they can't see the files because they don't have the keys. It's regularly backed up to rotating off-site servers. I don't keep a copy because I don't want our friends or family to get jacked, but an uncompressed version in an NFT, non-fungible token, sits on the blockchain as proof it exists. And I've made protective arrangements. It will only be decrypted if I'm arrested, if I go missing, or if I die in a strange or premature manner. In such an event, a 5-factor authentication system I call the Pentagram springs into action. It links people with the encrypted containers to others with the decryption keys. Stop. Shh. Did you hear that?
Tree frogs?
Keep an eye open.
I thought you said we were safe.
From them, yeah, but some punk hiding in the bushes? Which reminds me, I need to come clean about something regarding our family.
Weird segue, Dad. God, I hope you're not confessing again about cheating on Mom with Nonalyn Matsui Blanco.
No. Just hear me out. This is more important than money or... Before you popped out, your mom and I had a son we'll call Biff.
Gotcha. Please, continue.
As Biff got older, he started doing bad things. So, much as I loved him, I had to send him away. Make sense?
It's flarked up, but I guess. Bad how?
He was hurting people. He couldn't stop. It threatened to ruin our family. My reputation, my research, everything. I covered it up, but I couldn't keep doing that. So I tried to fix it permanently.
Murder?
No, I couldn't. Look, no one else knows this. My employers, our family, except Biff himself. And Dr. Sawyerton, who's, well, you know.
What? How could Mom not know? Or Katrianica? You're not making sense, and it's scaring me, Dad. You sound...
delusional. Look, I consider you my beloved son, and you are my son's body.
His body?
But your consciousness...
I'm done.
Kirby, stay with me. Ever seen Wolf Hill Drive? No, actually, huge, with Hom tanks. What if instead of waking up 12 years older, he awoke in an older version of himself? In a parallel dimension, distant future. That's you, son.
That's me? Snatched out of the past by an interdimensional mind thief?
Technically, yes. Just your consciousness. And I realized that was wrong. Not to mention the memory blocker. Non-disclosure agreement, so I can't go into detail till we get our nest egg, but...
So... you put me, my mind, soul, whatever, into your son's body to stop him from doing violent crimes.
You got it. I imagine you have more questions.
Yes, I do. Where to start? Do you realize you have, one, complimented my podcast, which you've never before mentioned and clearly haven't time to listen to as a world-renowned physicist whose mind is faltering from cancer?
Well...
I'm not done. Two, you've told me your plan to blackmail a megacorp for millions... You've one piece of leverage, you're one man a bit too big for his boots, going against an adversary who, as you know from decades of experience, consistently leaves a trail of death and destruction in its wake. Three, You're saying you broke the laws of nature, humankind, and entertainment to snatch my consciousness from some kid's body in another dimension? Frankly, ludicrous.
That's not how I'd frame it. But if you let me show you...
What? What could you possibly show me to prove you're not delirious? We're going back to the doctor now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is this about your kidney?
No, damn it! You have any idea the ramifications of the dreck you've been spewing? What it would mean about my body, my life? If this shit were true, I'd fucking kill you! Sorry, I didn't mean that. It's just, you're not yourself.
That's fair. Well, hey, let go, son. Please. I'm not well. Treatments aren't working, okay? Your kidney's been chewed up. I'm at the end of my rope. But I'm not lying.
Yet you have been lying to me about the treatments after I gave you my kidney. You're talking gobbledygook.
No, you're just in denial. I put you here 6 years ago and I can prove it. Tell me one memory from before that.
This is so dumb. At 16, I wanted my hover license and failed the test twice.
Twice before you passed it, driving with Mr. Slubins.
So?
How would I know that? How? You live with Mom. We weren't talking. How? I implanted it. Huge Flarkin hassle. And we lost people, which I'll have to answer to, but that wasn't half as annoying as having to create 24 years of your boring ass memories. I know it sounds outlandish, but you heard that, right? Please, let's find a safer spot, okay? Come on. Kirby?
Hang on. I can't breathe.
I think I'm having a panic attack.
To be continued. Screaming Panda presents Hellgate City Companion, created by Kevin Barry. This has been Season 1, Episode 9, Don't Look Back, Part 1 of 2. Rate, review, and share the show. Tag us in a tweet, post, or comment with your thoughts. We are @HellgateCity, all one word, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Should we keep making this show? If you answered yes, please support us on Patreon. You'll get exclusive hookups, bonus content, and a helping hand during the cyber purge. We'll get to hopefully escape this hellhole one day. Go to patreon.com/HellgateCity. And speaking of which, special shout out to these Day One Damians.
Lord Entropy,
Bob,
Blaker,
and
Munch.
Your patronage makes this possible. Sound design and audio post-production by Dom Stores. On the web at domstores.com. DOMSTORRS. And on social media at dom_stores. Original score composed by Cheska Navarro. Online at CheskaNavarro.com. And on social media at Cheska_yo. That's CHESKA_YO. Written and performed by Kevin Barry. Online at KevinPlease.com. And on socials at Barry, BERREY. For more information, visit HellgateCity.com.